This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, we're back with you. Top of the hour, America. Bill Martinez here. We've got Scott and Shane in Mission Control trying to stay warm there in Minnesota. And, you know, when I'm here just above West Palm Beach in Florida, and it's not bad, guys.
It must be rough.
Hey, I'll tell you, well, you know, and I'm heading to Nashville, so, you know, I'll be out there with the cats, and I'm going to check out and see if Elvis is still alive. You know,
nice. 10%,
hey,
nice.
Believe it or not, 10% of America believes Elvis is still alive.
I've heard that. He'd be getting pretty old by now, wouldn't he? What would his age be? I'm not sure. Guess I should look that up here.
Yeah, you know, let me know when you come.
He's older than he was the last time we saw him.
exactly. And you know, I don't know if he's still doing the fried banana sandwiches and all that.
He was born in 1935, so that would make him what? I guess he wouldn't be
80?
That old. Yeah,
80. About 80.
Right around 80. Yeah,
81.
80. Yeah, yeah. That's not that old, I guess. Eh?
Well, no.
Hey, still be. You never
know. It's not that old when you're 65.
Right, exactly.
You know, it's all relative. But when you're younger, it's like, oh, you're 30? Oh,
yeah,
my
right.
God.
Right, exactly.
You know, you're over the hill there, you know. But, hey, it's the way it happens.
Bill, speaking of age difference, did you happen to hear that clip from the young voter to Hillary from the previous day?
You know, I got to tell you, I'm glad you brought that up, because I got to tell you, that young voter, this male young voter, and we're going to play this clip here, was spot on, and I mean, gave her an opportunity. I mean, it was a very well stated question, very respectful. Well, listen to it, ladies and gentlemen, and tell us what you think.
It feels like there's a lot of young people like myself who are very passionate supporters of Bernie Sanders, and I just don't see the same enthusiasm from younger people for you. In fact, I've heard from quite a few people my age that they think you're dishonest, but I'd like to hear from you on why you feel the enthusiasm isn't there.
Well, I think it really depends upon who you're seeing and talking to. You know, today in Oskaloosa, I spent time with about 10 high school students who are enthusiastically working for me. I see young people across the state who are doing the same. But I'm totally happy to see young people involved in any way. That's what we want. And we want to have a good primary to pick a nominee, and then we want to have everybody join together to make sure we win in November, which, after all, is the purpose of this whole campaign. And
I know she kind of thinks that she won that,
mm-hmm.
but she dodged it, no doubt about it. And this has been the problem, is that she can't answer why, you know, Sanders is clobbering her with young voters. I mean, after all, I mean, you got this populist idea. I mean, we just elected a black president. Why not? Why can't we elect the first woman president? And, you know, that's why she was seemingly the heir apparent, but she's done everything herself, as Alan Klein would say, to sabotage her own success.
Yeah, and like you said, too, it kind of seems like that was the perfect opportunity there for her to kind of, you know, come up and answer up to some of that stuff. And yeah, she just she let it by, and like you said, it seems like she thinks she won. But
well, I like that she goes, oh, it depends on who you talk to. I mean, when I talk, she's basically like, when I talk to my daughter, her and her friends all love me,
right? Exactly.
Like, okay,
well, they're supposed to, right? Right. Your staffers are supposed to love you, you know. Of course. I mean, if not, you can go work for Bernie Sanders, I guess, you know. But yeah, it is it's an interesting contrast. But that's, you know, that's the way she operates. I mean, she's in a bubble, no doubt about it. And, you know, her, Barack Obama, you know, other people like her, elite, that are really convinced that what they're doing is the right thing. And they feel like what they're doing on behalf of we the people deserves, a little juice, you know, a little percentage advantage. You know, it's okay for them to skim off the top on our behalf and take a little bit of tax money away from us and, you know, kind of redistribute and move it along. Because after all, they're just so smart and we're just so stupid, I guess. Maybe that's the deal. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. But this is why we have elections and this is why your vote matters. It is just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, America, I guess the question is, if 7 out of 10 of us say that we're on the wrong track, are we all in to get back on track? And in order to get there, we've got to deal with the truth of the matter. And, hey, the truth is the truth. I mean, you know, forget it if you're Republican or Democrat. It's empirical, and it cannot be denied. And this is the reason why it keeps gnawing on us, because we're dealing with all this deception. But, I have hope. I still have hope, okay? I haven't become cynical. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, it is time for the Good News Girl to come on. Samantha Mills. Sam scours the video, internet for viral videos, and she comes on, makes us laugh, makes us cry, because she reminds us of all these fun and heart-feeling videos that are out there. And, of course, the first one, let me just say, Sam, welcome to Bill Martinez. Always good to have you on with us. How you doing?
Hi, thanks. Oh, it's good to be here. I'm doing great. Thanks, Bill. How about you?
Yeah, good. How's the weather in North Carolina? Is it calming down a little bit there?
It's finally calmed down a little bit. We had a little bit of snow last week, and it kind of shut down the whole state. So we're kind of coming out of the buildings and everything now.
Kind of like sticking your head out there, seeing if you can see your shadow. If you can see your shadow, then you can go out and play.
Exactly. We're like, okay. We can go back out now.
this first video you've got, and I love New Yorkers because, you know, nothing gets them down. It doesn't matter. I mean, you know, okay, so what if you get snowed in and whatever? What you do, right, and go hit the New York City streets.
That's right. Well, Casey Neistat, whenever they shut down the New York City streets, they said no pedestrian or, no people that were professionals were allowed to be driving on the streets. And this YouTuber decided to make the most of a snow day, and he got pulled by a Jeep holding the American flag going through the streets of New York City on his snowboard. And the video has already been viewed almost 10 million times in about 36 hours. So it's definitely taking off. And I think that it's just a great way to see how people have fun during snow. I've never seen anybody snowboard through the snow, but it might become a trend. We'll see.
Well, that's how you turn lemons into lemonade, you know? You just change your perspective a little bit, go out there, get on a snowboard, and go have some fun and make everybody's day and let them know it's not quite as bad as you think it is. And, God bless them, and you love that kind of situation. I want to remind everybody, if you go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com, all these videos and then some will be posted. And if you have something that she may have missed or you want to call her attention to, by all means, you can drop her an email, send her the link, and, we'll be talking about it. Right, Sam?
That's right. I'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, give them your email. What's your email address?
So it's samscorner.dml@gmail.com.
Okay, excellent. So, all right, that's your mission, ladies and gentlemen. You know, spread the good word. Let's get these viral videos out there. So that's incredible. So this snowboarder, over 7 million, you said? Is that right? Did I hear that correct?
Oh, almost 10 million within, like, the past 36
10 million.
Hours.
Oh, my God. Wow, that's unbelievable.
Alone, so this guy is quite, he's quite popular, very fast, and he's already a YouTube star. Following, but this video is just taking off like crazy.
It's really lit up, then. That's terrific. Now Shaquille O'Neal is in it again. You know, you love Shaquille. I mean, he is what is he? A 40-year-old juvenile, or is he 50 now?
Oh, I'm not sure how old Shaquille O'Neal is, but he is a big, fun dude.
Yes, right.
You know, this actually all started off. I already planned on doing this story before Shaquille O'Neal got involved. A police officer named Bobby White down in Florida, he had a noise complaint in a neighborhood where he was called to break up this basketball game between some kids that were playing in the street. It was a slow street, you know, there wasn't any traffic, but there was just a noise complaint. And when he got there, he looked around and he was like, you know what? These kids aren't committing a crime. They weren't even being very loud from what the video shows. And he decided instead of breaking up the game, he was going to play. So he came over and he said, I don't know who called and complained, but you know what? These kids are committing crime. I say, hoops, not crime. And he played the game.
There it is. Well,
and he's like, we're going to focus on the
kids. Yeah, go ahead.
And he said, we're going to focus on the kids that are, you know, committing crimes. And he said that he'd be back to play another game. And
here's Shaquille. As Scott reminded us, he's 43 years old. So he's slam dunking these little kids on their basketball basketball game.
Well, Shaquille came back around too. So that's like Bobby White's video got so popular after he did that. The Shaquille O'Neal came back for round two like he had promised him. So it was quite a hilarious video to see Shaquille O'Neal playing against all those young kids. I'm sure that would be a story they remember for the rest of their lives.
Well, exactly. And like you say, 7'2", 43-year-old juvenile out there with the kids mixing it up and shooting hoops, man. Why not? Well, that's good. Isn't he a deputy there in Florida or something? Yeah, I think so. I think they deputized him or something. I think they were afraid to give him a gun there, but I don't know. I'm just teasing.
He doesn't need a gun. That guy's probably bulletproof. He's just like, he'll tell you to stop and you stop.
Yeah, I'd probably just come over and hug you, you know. Come here. You don't put that gun down. Let me give you a hug, you know, right?
Exactly.
Hey, well, this next video, a teen wakes up. This is an incredible story. A teen who woke up from heart transplant surgery. And this viral video is just really touching the hearts of all dads.
Well, this is actually, I mean, the video, you would have never thought somebody waking up from heart transplant surgery would be so happy. And you picture them being, like, in pain or scared. And this young man, Trevor Sullivan, woke up from his heart transplant surgery in November, and he said he's never been so happy. It all started in November of 2014. He was playing on the football field, and he started to feel sick, and they thought it might be allergies. In February of 2015, he ended up having massive heart failure and being airlifted to the hospital, and he found out that he was going to need a heart transplant. Unfortunately for him, a donor came along in November and saved his life. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, somebody else died and gave him their heart. But, you know, that was one of the big reasons that his parents posted this video, because they want people to be organ donors. Personally, I've been an organ donor ever since I've had the option, because if I can't be around anymore, I want somebody else to be able to live. I mean, what greater gift can you give with your life than giving somebody else the option to live? And
without a doubt,
man, it's just
Sam, I think Scott has the you have the audio, Scott, for that.
Yes, I do. Here, I can.
Yeah, well, let's go. Let's go ahead and let's cue it up. Let's hear a little bit of the audio on this.
So happy.
Yeah, I know.
I've been waiting so long.
I know, buddy. I know.
It was
perfect.
I can breathe again and talk.
You feel good? You feel good?
It's amazing.
It's amazing?
It's amazing. I never felt so good.
You never felt so good, huh?
I felt so good with one person. One thing stopping me.
I know.
Yeah, Sam, I mean, you just hear this young man's experience, and you can feel the dad's heart in his response to his son that had been dealing with this for so long. And now, I mean, just a simple thing like he could breathe and that he was truly happy. I mean, the very, you know, depths of his soul were now experiencing some joy that he had never experienced again. I mean, talk about going from death to life. I mean, incredible story. Samantha Mills, the good news girl on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sam.
Improve your health with exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of water in 2016. Keeping your body hydrated is essential for your health. While tap water may look and smell clean, it may contain contaminants that are picked up on its journey to your faucet, which could be harmful to your health. Make sure your water is cleaner by using an at-home water filtration system, like Pure's Advanced Water Faucet Filter System, which can greatly improve the quality of your drinking water. Pure's faucet filter systems are certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, 92% of pesticides, and 96% of mercury. The faucet filters last up to 3 months or 100 gallons of water and reduce 10 times more contaminants than the leading pitcher. Pure's faucet filter systems are easy to install and require no tools and start around $20, making filtering water at your home simple. Improve the quality of your water by filtering with Pure and raise a glass to your health and hydration this new year. For more information, visit pure.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
MartinezLive.com.
Hey, we're back with you, America, coming at you Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 Eastern in over 270 markets across these United States. It's always good, and we're also on shortwave around the world as well. Good to have you along with us. You know, we're just commenting about the stories that the Good News girl, Samantha Mills, shares with us. And the audio track of that young man, I mean, if that didn't grab your heart, right, guys? I mean, wow, that's just so touching.
Yeah.
And you know, and it's just something you can only empathize with because you're not there.
Right.
But as a father, boy, I'll tell you, I could feel that dad's heart.
Exactly.
Right away.
Yeah. Right. Yep. That's exactly what I was thinking, too. As a father myself, just you could just hear it in the way he reacted. And, yeah, it choked me up to hear that, definitely.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, one of the stories, and you guys had this on our daily list here, and I wanted to share with everybody, is you have a military wife who's got furnace problems, and so, you know, it's rather cold. She's calling in the evening time, so, you know, you call a furnace company in the evening time, and you know you got ka-ching and ka-ching plus.
Oh, yeah.
Which means that they're going to, you know, hey, it's out of hours, and you're going to pay a little bit of a price. But she was rather surprised when the repair bill came in, because they gave her a deployment discount, and they only charged her
$1.
That is so cool. I mean, talk about honoring the military. And this is the way. I mean, not, you know, today, because we have an all-volunteer army. These are the ways that people are giving back. Maybe they're not in the military, but they're supporting military people. And this is how we expand that circle of support beyond the roughly, 2 to 3% of Americans that actually go and defend our country. You know, but when companies like this can honor the wives and the families of those that have been deployed like this, congratulations to that that organization that was so generous about that. And this was a company in Pennsylvania, right? I mean, and here they are right in the middle of all this situation. That's crazy. And we'll give a little plug, too, because it was Paul Baitlin of Moon Township, Baitlin Heating and Cooling. And he says normally it's about $150, I guess, for that kind of evening call. And for Bridget Stevens, the wife of a deployed military man, $1. Well, congratulations to the heating company, and congratulations to Bridget and her family as well. I'm sure much appreciated. Well, the birth of a child is a joyous occasion for an entire family. For the families of more than 150,000 American babies born with a birth defect each year, you can imagine it brings fear and uncertainty. There are thousands of different types of birth defects, and while there have been a lot of research to advance our knowledge, the causes of some are still unknown. Furthermore, families are often unaware of available treatment and can feel like there are few options. For example, in some highly selective circumstances, early treatment is key for babies with birth defects. They have a greater risk of long-term illness and disability than other babies, and delayed treatment increases this risk. Pioneering fetal surgeon Dr. Scott Atzik is with us to break it down for us on, you know, this month of January, which is Birth Defects Awareness Month, to understand that one in every 33 babies is born with a birth defect. Dr. Scott Atzik, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you back with us. How are you doing?
It's nice to be here. Thank you.
Well, the good doctor is the surgeon-in-chief at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, by the way. And, Scott, let me ask you, how many babies each year are born with birth defects?
Well, you had a nice summation there. 150,000 babies are born in the U.S. with birth defects, many with conditions so rare that most parents and even some clinicians have never heard of them. So too often these families aren't made aware of the treatments available at a place like our Center for Fetal Diagnosis and Treatment at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, and they're left feeling overwhelmed with few options. But in perspective, you mentioned one in every 33 babies is born with a birth defect. That's incredibly common. Birth defects are costly. Billions of dollars are required for medical treatment. Birth defects are merciless. No parent is immune. They're mysterious. Most causes of birth defects are unknown. I believe they're overlooked and that research is underfunded, and they're deadly. Birth defects are the leading cause of infant mortality.
Well, and I guess the caution here to parents is, understandably, you know, having not been there, but I could only appreciate that it must be a panic when all of a sudden you realize you have a child with a birth defect and your brain is going in 5 million different directions. This is not normative, but you're saying, slow down. We have information. We can help.
that's true. I mean, most pregnant mothers in the U.S. have an ultrasound at 18 to 20 weeks gestation, and you the mom goes in, and she may or may not want to know the baby's sex and wants to be sure things are okay. Mm-hmm. And then she learns that there's a serious anatomic problem, and so you're right. The sense of panic comes in, and it's our job to embrace the parents and to educate them and to teach them what the options are. We've evaluated more than 18,000 pregnant mothers carrying babies with birth defects during the last 20 years. This year, about 1,800 alone. We'll do about 200 fetal surgery operations, which is a relatively new option to save those babies with life-threatening or devastating birth defects diagnosed before birth.
We can be thankful for Dr. Ben Carson's presidential campaign because he's brought to light a better understanding, or at least to answer some questions in terms of fetal surgery. Which type of conditions, Scott, can babies be helped with while still in the womb?
Well, each week at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, our highly sophisticated fetal surgery team repairs birth defects such as spina bifida, where the spine is exposed to the intrauterine environment before birth, and that the amniotic fluid that surrounds the baby, which is mostly the fetal urine, is a ravaging neurotoxic effect on the developing spinal cord, which leads to paralysis by the time the baby is born. So if you close this before birth, you can give the baby a better chance to eventually walk, and you can also prevent hydrocephalus, or water on the brain, that can cause brain damage. And those babies treated after birth, they almost invariably require a shunt tubing to be placed from the brain to drain that fluid into the abdomen. And after fetal surgery, that's much less frequent. There are life-threatening malformations like lung tumors that we take out before birth that can crush the developing heart and lungs. There are tumors that grow off the tailbone called sacrococcygeal teratoma that are so large and so vascular they can put the baby into heart failure before birth and actually also make the mother sick. And then there are conditions like high-grade urinary tract obstruction that destroy the developing kidneys and lungs that we can treat and decompress before birth by putting in a shunt tube to drain the urine around that obstruction. The most common procedure we do involves minimally invasive techniques called fetoscopy, like laparoscopy, to treat complications in fetal twins, twin-twin transfusion syndrome. Identical twins, all in the womb, but two separate amniotic sacs, but only one placenta that's shared between the two identical twins. Now, if there are abnormal unpaired blood vessels that go from one side of the placenta to the other, the placenta being the crucial hookup between the mother and the umbilical cord and the baby. One twin gets too much blood and goes into heart failure, and the other twin doesn't get enough blood and goes into kidney failure, and both twins will die unless we put a fetoscope into the uterus, visualize the placenta and those abnormal crossing blood vessels, and occlude or photocoagulate them with a laser fiber to save both twins.
Yeah. Well, Scott, a couple quick questions. We've got about a minute left here. So in terms of the expected long-term outcome for babies that undergo fetal surgery, you already mentioned that we need more research for fetal surgery. And the third question, where can our listeners go for more information? So I'll give you those three questions, and we got about 30 seconds here.
I think the first one was about outcomes. Outcomes overall are good. It depends on the individual condition. With regard to more information, I guess the best would be our website for the Center for Fetal Diagnosis and Treatment. That is fetalsurgery.chop.edu. That's fetalsurgery.chop.edu.
Well, we appreciate the update and the information. January is Birth Defect Awareness Month. Dr. Scott Adsick has been with us, Surgeon in Chief at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it. This is Bill Martinez. It's 28 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay right where you are. We've got more coming up.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of Happy and Healthy. Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Got to get you into my life.
What can I do? What can I be when I'm with you?
There's just something about Beatles music to make you smile, huh? It just, what great music. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, we're back with you, America. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you want to drop me an email, it comes to me direct, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Joseph Castleberry is with us right now. He's the president of Northwest University, holds a Master of Divinity degree from Princeton Theological Seminary, a Doctor of Education degree in International Educational Development from Columbia University. Joseph, always good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How you doing, sir?
Hey, it's a great pleasure to be back with you.
Well, good. Yeah, and Joseph also, of course, the author of The New Pilgrims, How Immigrants Are Renewing America's Faith and Values. Congratulations on the book. You know, what you have developed and what you brought out for conversation is important for a time such as this. So thank you for all the good work on that.
Well, it's been amazing. I didn't expect to hit the topic this hot, but it certainly rose in the discussion after the book came out, and had over 70 radio interviews up to now, and 8 times on television, and it's gotten a lot of attention. So it's been a lot of fun and a real privilege to get to speak into the issue.
Well, and what happens, you know, whenever you do write a book, it's a snapshot of that point in time, and I'm sure there's probably, additional chapters that you could add to the book as the conversation has continued and developed. Isn't that right?
So that's certainly the case, but it's actually worked out pretty well, the trajectory that I predicted in terms of, the news today, and that is the Supreme Court will be reviewing the DAPA orders, the executive orders that are allowing, they're trying to allow some immigrants to have legal status, some undocumented immigrants to have legal status to stay in the country. And so what I predicted in the book, I think, is still a good prediction. I think the Supreme Court will not allow that executive order.
How, you know, and why is the president doing that? I mean, you know, it's our whole, I mean, they're the first to say the immigration system is broken. So they figure while they broke it, while it's broken, they'll just keep shattering it, I guess, huh?
Yeah, utterly smash it. Yeah, that's the idea. Yeah. But it is a political maneuver. It was calculated to make a strong contrast with the Republicans for the presidential elections in the fall. And, you know, it's not serious governance in my view. And it certainly isn't a constitutional action. I'm in favor of straightening out our immigration system, as you well know. I'm pro-immigrant very strongly, but I want something that is substantial. And these executive orders are incredibly wispy. They won't last any longer than the Obama presidency does, and Supreme Court's going to knock them down because they're unconstitutional. The president exceeded his authority on this, even though he did something that I would like to see happen. I think he did it the wrong way.
Mm-hmm. Well, Joseph, you know, it's when you look at immigration and you look at policy, I always question, does it add or take away? Is it helping or injuring the inherent cause and the promotion of American values? You have a president that's kind of poo-pooed American values and kind of bought into the current narrative that's being indoctrinated upon our young people and institutions across this country, that America is non-deserving, and it really kind of obliterated our heritage. And in the process of that, it makes us seem like we need to apologize.
Well, that's true. And I think that this executive order really did exacerbate the political situation, but it was on purpose. You know, wedge issues are designed to divide the electorate at a time of elections. And I understand that. You've got to get people to vote one way or the other. And Obama's calculus was that by making this sort of bold action, in his view, in favor of immigrants, that would cause minority voters to choose the Democrats rather than the Republicans in the elections coming up. So it was a naked political movement.
Well, and you also have the other premise that suggested that illegals are coming in somehow gain the right to vote, and as a result are, for the most part, supporting Democrats. How much truth is there in that?
Well, it takes a long time to get that right to vote now because the system's been broken for so long. It's extremely difficult to get citizenship at this moment in history. So, you know, it's sort of there's a lot of solidarity among immigrants. Most immigrants they recognize the plight of those who are currently undocumented and don't have legal status, and they're not in favor of mass deportations, as some would do, and they're not in favor of harsh treatment of those folks, because they recognize that the people who've come here illegally were drawn off sides, you might say, in football language, they were drawn off sides. The offensive line moved first. We had a guest worker program back in the 50s and 60s that worked well, but we got rid of it, and then since then, there's been no lawful way. And not enough lawful ways for immigrants who want to come and work in our agricultural fields and so forth to come as temporary workers and then go home when the crop cycles are over. So, you know, we've done a lot of things wrong in this, and that's why we need to address the issue in a full way, in a comprehensive way, whether that's in one piece of legislation or 10, it doesn't matter, but we need to get serious about fixing our immigration codes, because right now they don't work for anybody. They don't work for Americans, and they certainly don't work for immigrants.
Well, Joseph, why can't we rewind?
Even get married. Even things like people getting married now and wanting to come and live with their spouse here in the country, it's extremely difficult to get your green card and get to come legally. I know folks have been waiting for months and even years to get their paperwork straightened out just because it's such a disaster in the bureaucracy, and there's such an attitude of suspicion right now. But It's a mess.
Well, you say that, but then you've got fiancé visas like what took place in San Bernardino that went pretty quick, you know, for the Muslim couple. And some people would say, if you're Muslim, you get the fast lane. If you're anybody else, then you get the slow lane.
You wouldn't want to profile anybody, would we?
No, we wouldn't want to, but like you say, we got to be honest about this situation here, because if we want to fix this problem, and as you say, you know, illegal immigrants have been drawn offside, but just because they've been drawn offside doesn't mean that you get full benefit. You know, let's reinstitute the guest worker program. Let's do something in stages here that, you know, accomplishes what it is that we need to accomplish. And along the way, oh, yes, by the way, you know, through that process, if we find somebody of value as an immigrant, which is our past immigration policies, it said, look, at, you know, you bring a lot to the dance here. You know what? We want you in this country. How would you like to be a citizen? We're going to invite you to become a citizen. I think that carries a little bit more weight and advantage, don't you?
Absolutely. And we need to do all of these things in a way that respects the rule of law and ensures the prosperity of America and also the safety of our people. So all of that's perfectly reasonable and right. You know, when I said we wouldn't want to profile anybody, I was being sarcastic.
No, of course you were. I know
it's ridiculous, the kind of easy access that some people are getting that isn't deserved. But, you know, we need to go ahead and fix the system. And we can punish people who came illegally, whether they were drawn off sides or whether they came on their own. We can punish them. We can charge them a fine. Those who've committed crimes ought to be deported. But this notion that we can just deport everybody is just not true. You can't do it.
It's not going to happen. But we're a lot smarter than this. But it can't be done within the context of the nine-dot paradigm of the political process, because one party is taking advantage of it and trying to make the other party look bad, as opposed to making it an American project and one that serves the interest of its constituency, we the people, as well as those who have been drawn off sides.
I think when we get through the election, you'll see leaders like Paul Ryan and others step up and negotiate an intelligent compromise to the problem, so that we can get back on the right track and get over this situation we're in, where the laws aren't being enforced.
Well, Taya, notice is out for Paul Ryan after what he did on this last omnibus bill. He's not a real popular name right now, but if he wants to straighten out his portfolio a little bit, I could only hope that he would do something in a positive way regarding immigration. Joseph Castleberry, author of The New Pilgrims, How Immigrants Are Renewing America's Faith and Values. Joseph, thank you so much for being with us. It's 19 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez live.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
And we're talking about your money. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Liz Davidson is with us, pioneer in the field of financial wellness, former hedge fund manager who got sick of selling financial products to the unwary. So she founded, she went and showed them, she founded Financial Fitness, or finesses it, to provide unbiased financial wellness programs to companies and their employees who receive company-paid free financial coaching and advice as an employee benefit. What a great idea, Liz. How you doing? Welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Thanks for having me.
Now, did somebody forget a T, a consonant there, Vanna, or is it financial finesse?
It's financial finesse.
It is finesse, okay.
Yes, it's a very common error, and obviously what we're doing is promoting financial fitness.
Yes,
but,
right.
It is financial finesse, so it's having that finesse with your finances. It, you make the right decisions and ultimately build financial security for yourselves and your family.
Well, you know, as being one who's been out there fighting the battle, of course, you're prompted to write the book, What Your Financial Advisor Isn't Telling You, The 10 Essential Truths You Need to Know About Your Money. I mean, what are you doing? All of a sudden you went customer-centric. I mean, you focused on the needs of the customer. What are you doing here? No wonder you got kicked out.
I know. I lost my mind. You know, I will say when I told my family I was leaving the hedge fund business, which, you know, is a nice business and mm-hmm. highly profitable, very scalable, to start a financial education company in 1999, I mean, literally there were tears. And they weren't mine. So it was, you know, big leap of faith and, you know, kind of a crazy idea. But the reality was when I was running a hedge fund, just the sheer amount of financial ignorance among people that were very savvy in so many other ways and very, very intelligent and had built great careers for themselves were making, you know, major financial mistakes. And I thought, wow, if these people are not taking care of their money the right way and they can afford to take a loss, what about the rest of us?
Right,
and I just
exactly.
It was just such a compulsion that I have to try this and see if there's a way to get this education out there. And it turned out the corporate marketplace has been wonderful and companies are doing this as an employee benefit and paying for it so that the employees can get unbiased financial coaching completely free of charge and with no conflicts of interest.
Yeah. Well, the thing is so cool about that, and I know when I worked for a broadcast company, I worked closely. I knew enough about you know, financial wellness to keep myself out of trouble, but I could see the nuances, and if I had somebody like you, we could have really leveraged it, because even at the level that we operated on, in fact, the employees were really surprised that I was looking at things, other benefits, to see what could we do to leverage their salaries. And there's simple things that you could do that adds value to the working relationship and the association with the company if you have somebody who's looking out for them in this way. Because it's not so much, as my dad would say about spending, it's not how much you spend, it's how much you keep.
Yes, it's absolutely how much you keep. And if there's good news about today's economy, it's that we are in control. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'd rather be in control than have the government being in control or my company being in control in terms of the financial decisions that are made on my behalf. Mm-hmm. Now, it requires education, and like you said, I think filling in the gaps to help people identify, look, you have these great benefits. Here's how you can maximize them. Here's how you can save taxes. Here's how you can get the companies, your company, your employer, to help subsidize them. You know, it's we call it a workplace treasure hunt because there's so much there. But you have to take control now. It's not, you know, it's not the era of, you know, here's your gold watch and your pension and, you know, full medical coverage. You've got to make the right decisions. And if you do, you can put yourself in a great financial place.
Yeah, you're putting yourself and your family in a better place, and why not? I mean, the money's there, so why walk away from it? You know, I always look at, Liz, when, you know, we look at, you know, things like you talk about the 10 essential truths. I've always believed in the Pareto principle that 20% gives you 80% of the yield. So
yes,
of the 10, only because we're limited on our time, I want to give some key takeaways for our listeners to where if they incorporated 3 or 2 of the 10 right away, it could make an incredible and immediate difference for them.
Okay. So I just mentioned one, which is maximize your employee benefits. And one thing you can do with this is get from HR or benefits a full list of everything you have available, and then take a day. And I know it sounds crazy, but take a day of paid time off. Most people don't maximize their vacation time anyway, so take a day and go through, identify what you have that you want to take advantage of, sign up for it. We call this a financial independence day. At the same time, you can automate your finances, automate bill pay, automatically save a portion of your paycheck for emergencies, you know, make sure the beneficiaries are correct on your accounts. It really, in 8 hours, you can make a tremendous amount of progress that sets yourself up for success.
Nothing like planning, right? I mean, that's the one thing when it comes to financial planning. Planning is, even though it's the second word there, it is so key in just about anything in life, isn't it?
Yes, and you know, obviously you have to then stick to the plans. You know, one day is not going to be enough to change every aspect of your finances, but it can set you up for success. And people spend more time planning their vacations than they do planning their retirement. I mean, it's crazy. Set day can make a big difference.
Exactly.
Second thing, debt is your best investment next to, you know, employee benefits where your company's subsidizing or matching your contributions. And the reason, so paying off debt is your best investment. The reason is, especially with high interest rate credit cards, you know, that's a 15 to 25% plus return to pay that down, guaranteed. No advisor is going to be able to offer you that. So really focus on that and pay highest interest rate first. So when you find extra money, automatically direct it to the highest interest rate card. If that's $3 a day, that's $90 a month. And then once that's paid off, go to the next highest interest rate. We call that the debt buster strategy. We go through it in more detail in the book, and it makes a huge difference in how much you can save and how soon you can get out of debt.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you don't want to follow our government when it looks at debt. Okay, we're a lot more responsible. So listen to what Liz is saying. It will save you a lot of heartache.
Yeah, and if you try printing your own money, I've heard that's a bad idea. So
yes. Well, if you can get away with it, and we know some people have been able to, and this is why the rest of us, and along with our grandkids, are. We somehow become collusive in it, if even unintended on our part.
Yeah,
anyway.
And I think that's the point is, unfortunately, it's up to us now. I mean, and again, I think there is a silver lining there, because if you're educated and empowered, you know, you're in control, and I'd rather be in the driver's seat. And I think anyone who has the knowledge, you know, would be. I mean, based on the track record of the government or the track record of, you know, what individuals can do when they're empowered, there's no contest.
Exactly.
The last thing I would say is your life partner is incredibly important, and making sure you know going into any sort of long-term or lifelong relationship, you know, what the other person's financial situation is, and then working together towards common goals and to making sure that you have the right systems in place so that one of you isn't spending a huge amount of money while the other wants to save that money for something else and you know, all the fights and issues that arise from that.
Yeah. And you bring out in your book about, you know, the potential. We know this is a big problem in relationships, like you say, is that your spouse sometimes, you know, can end up being your financial enemy. That's not a lot of fun.
No. And I've heard so many people tell me, well, you know, it's not romantic to be talking about finances and, you know, it just really kills the mood kind of thing. And it's like, well, it's really not romantic to be fighting over, you know, huge credit card bills or be on the verge of bankruptcy or eviction or foreclosure or to be finding out that your spouse is committing what we call financial infidelity and has, you know, a gambling problem or is making these purchases without your knowledge and has decimated your finances. So, you know, marriage and even relationships are a partnership. And if you can't have that level of openness and transparency where you're both willing to kind of put everything on the table and work together, you know, that's a red flag, not only financially, but I would say for your relationship overall.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, we go back to planning. And one of the things that I hear, Liz, I'm not sure if you hear the same thing, but at least what I run into, is people say that when they have a plan and an idea of where they're going, it's a little bit easier to be focused on the joint success of what's going on. Certainly, you know, everybody brings a different bag into it. You're going to have somebody who's a spender, another person who's a saver. The challenge is to be able to complement what both of you bring to the table to where you both win, as opposed to, you know, you're both antagonizing one another.
Yes. And, you know, one of the biggest recommendations I have is having a joint account for both your joint expenses but also your shared goals. So, and maybe those are two separate accounts. One might be a checking account, you know, for the expenses, and then there may be some joint investment accounts directed to your longer-term goals. And then having your separate accounts for the things that only you individually care about and otherwise you would fight over. So my husband loves electronics. I do not see any value in a bigger TV. I don't understand why there's 8 remotes. Like, so I don't get it. But that comes from his account. My account pays for a lot of experiences for the family where he would go at a lower price point in some of the hotels than I would. And we're each happy about it because we're getting what we want, but we're not compromising our future together.
Exactly. Well, some great ideas, and of course, you got to get the book, and you can get the full compliment and even understand how broccoli changed her life. Liz Davis, an author of the book, What Your Financial Advisor Isn't Telling You, the 10 Essential Truths You Need to Know About Your Money.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.